up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you subscribe and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, how you doing this evening? Kate is confused, Kate. Yes, she is. I'm sorry, Kate. And you're muted.
I'm confused.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can help with that, because I'm guessing you're not the only one who is confused. So, next we've got Pete. Pete, how you doing tonight?
Spider-Man does what it... Oh, sorry, wrong spider show.
Let's do that instead. That I can talk about.
Need help.
It's the end of the school year. You just have to roll with it.
Oh, no, I have to roll with so much else. I can control this.
That's true. You have the power of the drop button.
Yes, I do have the power of the drop button. So, guys, we're just going to jump right into it. This week, we watched Andor Season 2, Episodes 4 through 6, or as I'm going to call it, Act 2, just because basically it's this was 3 years before the Battle of Yavin, BBY. BBY 3, which is not to be confused with BB 8, 1842 hike. But anyway, Pete, I'm going to kind of let you summarize for those of us who might not remember or those of us who might not have even completely understood at all and may need to take notes if she's even paying attention.
Yeah, so we jumped ahead here a year. They didn't really tell us much about what happened in the intervening year, but we moved to basically the main plot of that's going on now is around the planet of Gorman. In the first three episodes, there was a little talk of that planet, and the planet has stuff that the Empire wants, but they want to be careful how they get it because they don't want it to be a PR disaster. So... Deirdre, our blonde bad
person. The Gorman has stuff that the Empire wants.
Yes.
The planet of Gorman has stuff, has a rock called Calcite that they want to basically strip mine the planet and kill everybody. And so but they don't want to look too awful in the eyes of the galaxy. So they're basically, they want the Gorman to behave badly. So they're using propaganda and things like that to kind of drive resistance within the Gorman people. In addition, we see Cyril is now working on the planet, and not surprisingly, he's still working with Deirdre, his girlfriend, but he is undercover. And well, I mean, he's doing stuff that she's asked him to do. She's also not fully trusting him, but anyways, he's working with the Gorman resistance he basically passed information to them for the Empire. So that's why he's there, is to help the resistance. But in actuality, he's setting up the resistance there. So think of the resistance on Gorman is like, think the French resistance in World War II. That's kind of how they're setting it up, that there's this big government and there's a government of Gorman, but there's these underground people that are trying to resist what the Empire is doing. Those people got in touch with Luthen, who is Stellan Skarsgård. I always get it wrong.
Yeah.
And he sends Andor to the planet to like, hey, check out this group. See if we should help them. Andor meets with them and he's like,
no,
they're really eager, but they're sloppy as heck. It feels like a trap to me. I don't want to help them. And so he goes back to Luthen and And Luthen's like, okay, I don't agree with you. I'm going to send the other two girls too anyways. And those two girls go, and with Cyril's information, they end up staging an attack, which gets the underground a bunch of weapons, but ends up getting one of the girls, Cinta, killed in the process.
Are those the two girls who love each other?
Yes. Those are the two girls that love each other, right? And
Cinta was the one who drove away the silver-haired guy that we assumed was...
Yeah.
Right. We saw her killing Kay? I don't remember his name.
All of those people who were doing the, like, you have to be right where you are, and then those are all rebels?
Yes, those are all
the guy. Okay, so who was the guy that came in and was like, get out of my way, you stupid face, and then the guy used the blaster?
He's the guy who wanted to be in charge of the rebels, and the two girls said, you aren't up for this.
So he
busted the guy that shot did, but yeah, that guy was sort of part of the rebellion, but also I don't think he was. I'm not, because he was at the town hall thing complaining as well.
So he
like disrupted what the other rebels were doing, and in doing so caused the dumb kid to set off his blaster and accidentally shoot Cinta. But they're all on the same side. That guy that came up was on the same side. So then
what about the guy? What about the guy who was in like Empire almost clothing, who was like, shots fired?
That was Cyril.
Wasn't Cyril. It was an older guy.
Oh, no, okay.
Oh, this Deirdre's boss.
Yeah.
Oh.
Deirdre's boss. So Cyril was reporting to Deirdre and her boss what was going on, because the Empire is setting this up. They wanted the rebels to succeed.
What was the Forrest Whitaker storyline?
That was completely different. So I just kind of hit the main story.
Only going to show up much until.
Yeah. So in addition to that, we had Bix and Andor hiding on Coruscant for a lot of the time. Bix is in a really bad mental state from her torture. I don't know about her rape. I'm sure that didn't help, but it's mostly from her torture. She's not able to sleep, and we find out she's taking drugs to kind of help her sleep. But implications are that being on the drugs is not a good thing, which whenever is it to be on drugs?
It's on your drugs.
And then, well, it does depend a little on your drugs, but in the end, she ends up helping. She gets an assignment at the end with Andor to kill the guy that tortured her. And they kind of imply that helps her a little bit mentally, but I don't think actually that it does. And then who else do we got? We got the young dude from Ferrix that's helping out.
Will or something.
Yeah, I forget his name. Wilson,
okay.
Wilson or Willem? Willem?
But then Forrest Whitaker was like, say something, son. Dude, are you sure? You can't say maybe. And then he shoots the other guy.
Right, because he's...
And then he's like, traitor! Like, what?
Yeah, so Luthen sends that kid to help them program this machine to steal fuel from a planet, and the kid is training this other guy. I forget the guy's name, but Forrest Whitaker's character figures out that the other guy is actually a traitor, because he comes up to him and he says, I need to know where I'm going if I'm going to do this. And that leads to Forrest Whitaker going,
No, you really don't.
So he gives him the wrong name and finds out the guy is transmitting to somewhere else and shoots him. Now, we don't know that he knows that till he shoots him, but and then he uses the kid to do what he was training the other guy to do. So that's just like a little subplot to give the kid something to do. Why can't I think of the character's name? I keep calling him Forrest Whitaker.
Saw
Gerrera, right. So if you're like deep into Star Wars, Saw Gerrera shows up, is actually in Clone Wars. And like his sister, like, so that stuff he talks about being on the mind planet and everything like that, that's from Clone Wars. And his sister was really the rebel leader back then, and she gets killed, and he's like messed up from that. And that's why he's crazy, basically. But then we also have that Luthen has planted a bug in a piece of art. And so Luthen and his assistant have to get that bug out while at the same time they're at a party that Mon Mothma is also at.
And the guy who's building the Death Star.
And Krennic is there, right? Krennic is building the Death Star. So there's that. Are they going to be able to get the bug out? And that's pretty minor compared to the main plot. But I feel like there wasn't much with Mon Mothma this round.
There wasn't.
So.
No. Okay. So,
did I cover everything? I think I covered everything.
Sure.
Yeah. And we all wish it could have been that condensed. So.
Yeah, it was weird that it was both kind of slow, but also there was a lot going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Like both sets of series, at least for me, as I'm watching them, I'm like, this is kind of, I wish this had a faster pace. But then thinking back to it, I'm like, oh, they kind of needed to do all that to give all these characters like their story. So I don't know. And it's a TV series. No one complained that Game of Thrones had 28 characters and spent hours letting all these characters walking around.
So. I was also quite confused in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm not a Game of Thrones fan, I'll admit, but there's tons of shows out there that have piles of characters, and you know, this one kind of is one of them too. So I don't know. So I think that summed it up.
Okay.
Did that clarify anything, Kate, or
yes.
Maybe
a little. Mm-hmm. It's just so frustrating when I'm watching and I know that there are people who are like double agents, and I cannot remember who they are.
Yeah, and so Cyril was a double agent. Yeah, so Cyril was the double agent.
And the guy with the red beard. Red
Lonnie. Beard.
Oh, right. Lonnie for the Empire is a double agent too, right?
Right, yeah. So,
yeah, the Weasley-looking guy.
So, which characters, if any, are you connecting to? Which characters is one of those? Okay, and Kate, you can kind of sit this one out if you need to. But which character, when they show up on screen, I guess, draw you in? Which character do you enjoy the most when they're on screen? I guess is how I'm trying to ask this. And Pete,
I can answer that.
Okay, go ahead.
Andor.
Okay.
I liked in this episode. Well, no, I didn't understand it, because we've always seen him as almost like the shaggy, like has like work clothes on. And then all of a sudden he presents very clean cut, very polished in this. And I liked that. I felt like I was like, ooh, this is interesting. Like he has layers to him. So I'm going to say Andor, but that's also I probably would like Bix if I understood her more, minus the drug use. And I don't know. I like Forrest Whitaker because Forrest Whitaker is Forrest Whitaker. He could read the phone book and it would be great. But that's all I got. Pete, what about you?
Yeah, I have to kind of agree with you. I feel like Bix is the one that, like, I feel so bad for her story so far. And like, it doesn't feel like it's going to end well either, just by the fact we know what's going to happen Andor. And I kind of want her to come out of this with like, I just don't want her to just come out dead.
Except you would think that if she was still alive, she would have been with him on the fight.
Right. So I'm nervous for her, but I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for her to make it through. But yeah, I feel like she's not going to. And then what you said about Forrest Whitaker, I say the same thing for Stellan Skarsgård. I just like he can, you know, he can talk alien bullshit all episode, and I still love listening to him talk.
Luthen,
the antique owner,
the antique dealer.
Yes.
Kind of leading the rebels.
Has he been in
Mamma Mia? He was one of the dads in Mamma Mia.
He's been in so many things. So he was the scientist in the Thor movies.
That's where I know him. I mean, I knew him from Mamma Mia too, but that's I was like, there is one specific movie that I know him from. That's what it is. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of stuff, and he's just really good. So, okay. What about you, Steve? What's your
mine is Dad Deidre or Dad Deidre and Cyril. I found especially Cyril's character. I think it's interesting of where they're going to take him. But also, the new one is Clayla, the woman in the antiques. I think this episode really intriguing watching her at play. Like, sort of, I think she's directing more than we've realized in her background of all of her eavesdropping. So I guess her scene with trying to get the thing out and quickly grabbing Lonnie and engaging him in the stealing of the bug. I found that really fascinating. So those three, I like Andor too.
Bad people?
They were good people.
They're all good people. Wow. Deidre and Cyril. Cyril, he's going to do whatever is best for him.
Okay. No, he's not. He's going to do whatever the two women in his life tell him to do.
I feel like Cyril could end up like,
do you think there's any redemption there for him?
I don't know about redemption, but I could see
he stands up for himself.
That's what I could see is like it, at a certain point he's like, wait a second, she's using me. I've been used and abused my whole life. I'm gonna like, and he blows himself up or something like that. You know,
I see him turning to the rebellion side.
Right.
With out of all the characters.
But just like doing like one thing that helps the rebellion or something at the end. Yes. Yeah. I could see that. I don't think Deirdre is gonna turn.
No, she won't turn.
No.
So not at all.
She is 100% in it for the control, so to speak.
She's in it for herself. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For me it is I'm going to agree. It's Andor. And I think that's part of the reason I struggled with these three episodes is because he didn't do much in these three episodes.
No.
So, especially the third episode, all he did was talk and go try and bail his girlfriend out. I mean, that's literally all he did. And then did the slow-mo walk away with her after the explosion. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm having a hard time. I'm kind of with Kate that there are so many characters. It's hard to connect with very many of them. I think Cyril is either going to be a complete flake and be sacrificed, and they're going to go, well, what did you expect type thing? Or he's finally going to stand up to one of them and it's going to cost him his life. Okay. So, give me one word or phrase that sums up the season so far. Steve?
Slow burn.
Okay.
I think with Pete, these episodes have been slow, but it's just like that slow burn. It's building up to something big and where it's going to go. So right now it's that slow burn. And I think for the first last season, I'm missing sort of that excitement where we had that more peaks and valleys. We're just slowly climbing. So,
and I feel like for me, it's not even burning yet. It's just kind of that smoldering, smoking before it actually catches. It just kind of gets in your lungs. It makes you want to cough and just move away. For me, it's, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we to Rogue One yet? Are we there yet? Are we to Rogue One yet? Because, and to me, that's the problem with prequels. Because this is a prequel to Rogue One. And that's the problem with prequels, is you know where it's going. And you just want to get there. I think. Because that's where I'm at here. Nothing is happening. Nothing is happening that's moving the big plot along, realistically. Yes, they're fighting on Gorman and whatever, but not much happened there. It's just this. That'll be a little flame. Now, I think next set of episodes is going to be huge for the storyline because of a couple things I'll talk about that I think are coming up. But yeah, so me, it's, are we there yet? Kate?
Surprising no one. I'm going to say confusing.
Never.
Surprising no one. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, mine's going to be, where's Andor? Because I feel like he's almost the least of the character in a lot of these episodes. I mean, the first three episodes, they shoved him off on Yavin 4 with the idiots. And so he really didn't matter till the third episode. And then the same thing kind of happened in this one. He didn't do much. And I would like more. I would like his involvement being greater. Like it's supposed to be his show. He should be the center of it. But I am with Steve. I'm kind of agreeing with all of you. Like I'm with Steve that it's definitely slow burn and I'm enjoying it, but I also agree with Derek that it's got to pick up the pace because like, give us
something.
Like the heist at the end there was not anything impressive. Like build to something better. If you're going to have a 3-episode arc, have it build to something more exciting than that ended up being. And I think we're going to talk about like the character that died or whatever. But, you know, I
actually, I'll be honest. I dropped that question. But if that's okay. If something you want to talk about, it's what is the character that they have gotten rid of that you wanted to truly see more of? And so,
well, and my comment was going to be like they killed off Cinta, kind of more to give blonde girl a emotional arc, because yeah. Cinta's been a big zero in this whole series, in my opinion, other than her being very serious and dedicated and professional and ignoring her girlfriend for
years,
16 episodes or whatever. She was not much of a character, and so killing her off did not give me any feels.
No. Like
there's characters in this show that I will be upset. I was more upset for Basso.
Yes, I was to say that was more. And even then,
he never did much either, yeah. except for help poor Bimo. But I
felt more for Bimo being left behind.
Shit, Bimo was the little red droid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I'm enjoying the show a lot, but it's got to pick up the pace in these last 6 episodes, or it's got to all lead to something.
We're halfway through this series, so
season, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you didn't know the ending, if you didn't know that Rogue One is out there, would you still want to finish this series? I'm guessing the answer is probably no for you.
It's
confusing.
The acting is great. The costuming is great. The some of the thematic shots are really good. It's not this show's fault. I don't think that I am just so confused. I just struggle to follow Star Wars stuff. So for me personally, I probably wouldn't keep watching it. But it's not because it's a terrible show. I miss the subtle nuances that I think are so important to understanding the show. I miss them. And I don't know why I miss them. I don't understand why this is so hard for me to follow. But I probably would not continue only because I'm so confused as to what is going on. not because the show is an absolutely terrible show.
Yeah. So this is building to next set of episodes is the Gorman Massacre, which is known in Star Wars lore. And we've never
turning point
as a part of a turning point for the building of the rebels for the, because again, a lot of what this show has been about is, you know, how do the rebels come together? How do they form? Because, you know, in the end, it's the Rebel Alliance, right? There's this large group of planets that all come together to defeat the Empire. It's not just little people everywhere. And so I'm
going to talk to that just a little bit. So the Gorman Massacre. So the planet Gorman.
Who gets massacred? Hold on. Who gets massacred?
Basically, everybody on Gorman is going to die.
It's not everybody on Gorman, but it's a lot of people on Gorman are going to get killed. In Star Wars lore, the original Gorman Massacre was the Tarkin Massacre that they already mentioned, where Tarkin came to their planet early in the Empire and the protesters were out because they talked about this in the episode with Andor when Andor was on the planet. He was talking to like the bellhop and he mentioned Tarkin's ship coming and basically landing on protesters and killing like 500 people. And that's the monument they have in the middle there and everything. So that was the original, like in old timey Star Wars lore, was the Gorman Massacre, but in this case it's not.
Oh boy. I'm so excited for next week, everyone. We're watching an episode called A Massacre. It's gonna be so uplifting and so easy to follow.
I was talking with Gina about this, which she couldn't be on tonight, but she thinks they will either just show little like clips of it. She doesn't think they'll show the whole thing. But Mon Mothma then will get up in the Senate. Right. And basically announce the Rebel Alliance that the Emperor cannot stand anymore. I think that's going to be probably episode 9. Will be her speech.
So the Gorman Massacre leads to Mon Mothma becoming the leader of the Rebel Alliance or one of the leaders of the Rebel Alliance. So it's a very big turning point in this section of Star Wars history. So to that, I'm still very much looking forward to the next set of episodes. And then I do want to see how we get to Rogue One, because other than, I said this last week, other than Andor and Mon Mothma, none of these other characters are in Rogue One. So I still want to know what happens to the other characters. I know what ends up happening to Andor.
So episode 7 is Messenger. Just as a preview, I'm looking directly at the Disney Plus page because they have just come out. Yavin is growing. Wilman comes for help. Deidre's on Gorman. Cashin heeds the call. 8 is Imperial manipulation. Gorman frustration. Cashin and Cyril center stage as Palmo erupts. Where's Palmo?
Palmo's the city on Gorman.
Okay. And then 9 is entitled Welcome to the Rebellion. In the Gorman aftermath, Mon Mothma takes a stand. Cashin must carry out a difficult .. So it sounds like between 8 and 9 is when the actual massacre will happen.
Yeah.
So that's what's coming. So, I mean, we have that to look forward to. That's what we'll be discussing next week. I honestly,
the first season is the same way. Like, as I watched the first season, I didn't really love the first 6 episodes. But then once all 12 episodes were out and then this year went back and watched the earlier episodes, they were better because I knew where these characters were going. So I hope they manage to do this again, because I kind of feel the same thing, that these first 6 episodes so far haven't been all that strong. But I also am counting that they're going to be able to pull it off. So sorry to hog the mic, Steve. What are you still looking forward to it?
I do. I am sort of liking the very much the spy aspects. The double cross is going on and stuff. Very intriguing. I'm like you. I'm hoping it picks up, because I remember the first season. At first, I wasn't sure, And then those just the ending of it. That's what really pushed me to that 4.5. Like you said, in here, I guess really watching all the little pieces they have laid out. Like I think that first episode when we got that little news clip of Gorman, like, why are you showing this? And then later finding out that they're very slowly establishing things. You definitely have to be paying attention while you're watching.
Yeah, it's not a play on your phone show.
No.
No.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm honestly on Team Kate with this one, that since I know where this is going, even then, I don't really want to know. You know, I don't really need to watch it, but we will. So, Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Goody.
It's a Marvel thing.
I know it is. According, there's only one thing. According to Jeremy Renner, there is one simple reason that there isn't a season 2 of Hawkeye. Money. Disney wanted to pay him half of what they paid him for season 1, and he declined. Good on him.
Basically, and his question, he says it wasn't necessarily Disney, and it wasn't necessarily the people running the show at Marvel. It was the bean counters. So, but his thought was, he asked him, since I got ran over, do you think I'm half a person? So you think I only need half the money? So, yeah.
I don't blame him.
I would have said no too. I'm sorry.
I mean, if he's assuming he's telling the truth, because he said
no one has said he is lying. No one has come out and said no. That's not why.
Right.
So,
well, and I'm assuming he's telling the truth. He doesn't have a reason to lie, but he he said I would do it for the same. I didn't need a raise. I would have done it for the same. So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. As we've talked, next week, we are episodes 7 through 9. It sounds like stuff may actually start to happen as far as the big rebellion, especially episode 9. So, Kate, it honestly may be easiest. Let us watch 7 and 8 first and then decide whether or not you actually need to even watch 7 and 8 or whether we can just give you a recap.
I'm going to twist my arm. Why don't you?
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you, we should do a, like a watch along with you, Kate, so that we can be like, oh, this is so-and-so.
But you don't understand. We would be pausing every 30 seconds to be like, wait, that person, it would not be enjoyable for you all.
Yeah, it would
do
be
you
fun.
Need like a pop-up video like with the episode?
I just need like little arrows that's like good guy and then fake good guy. Dead good guy. Like that is what I need.
Okay. Guys, if you have suggestions, like I said, we have 2 more weeks to Andor. But then if you have suggestions on what we should watch in May and especially into June, shoot us an email at plusfortune@gmail.com. Shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere. We will respond to it. We have new episodes every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.